There are 1.5 million people alive today who fought the battle against cancer and won. At the Johns Hopkins Oncology Center, they're working to create even more success.
Maryland Mutual Fire and Life was, of course, the company we now know as Monumental Life. It survived the Civil War, ceased writing fire insurance, and began its rise in the 1870s.
With RoadNet, you'll always generate more balanced routes, which ensure the cost efficiency of your daily operations. After the system develops the best routing scenario, RoadNet goes a step further.
As a child and a young man, it was still the old England of forest and field. There were no motor cars. The mines were, in a sense, an accident in the landscape. And Robin Hood and his merry men were never very far away.
Today we have better building materials and more sophisticated techniques, growth management and planning, and of course impact fees and adequate facilities ordinances. Throughout these years of change, the Home Builders Association of Maryland has acted as the housing industry's advocate.
Man lives in an ocean of energy. Around him at all times, nature is doing work, expending energy in such endless quantities that man can only tap a fraction of it.
You are looking at a microscopic duel to the death between healthy soil microorganisms and their nemesis, plant pathogenic nematodes. It is a constant struggle, waged inches beneath the planting surface over millions of acres of crop lands.
This is medieval Germany, a chaotic and violent land, wrecked by superstitions, petty tyrants, and political corruption. In Darklands, the first fantasy role-playing game from Microprose, the hero and his hand-picked band of characters.
Unlike Mount St. Helens' tremendous blast in 1980, Mount Kilauea's 1983 eruption was not an explosion. Instead, it was a bubbling up of molten rock from deep within the earth.
In this decade of the 1840s, it seems that every writer must make a statement in favor of temperance and against the evils of intoxication. For my part, I am much more concerned with a certain impulse of character, which I choose to term the imp of the perverse.
Yesterday, this was a view of this quarry shared by employees and neighbors. Today, the quarry clearly represents a different picture to everyone. How was this possible in so short a time?